Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Man's Voice here on this Sunday in November. Being that tomorrow is Veterans Day, we usually let the guys take a break on the days before holiday. So we're going to play a show for you tonight, but it'll be one of the pre-recorded shows. So those of you that might be listening, this is last week's show. We'll play it for you. And you don't need to call in to let today because it will be we won't be taking calls, but we hope you enjoy the show from last week. And if you do like the show, we'll be back alive again next week, but we want to just give the guys a chance to be at home with their family
last week.
All right, so let's listen to last week's show, and thanks for listening to The Man's Voice here every Sunday at 6 o'clock. Well, good evening and welcome to The Man's Voice. We hope that wherever you are, your weather is nice as it is here. In the home office here. But there seems to be a lot going on. Most of what's going on is a lot of things talking about impeachment. That's probably some of the things we're going to get into. But right now, we have Ron on the line. It's just Ron and Mike at the moment.
Hello, baby.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Well, good, thanks. I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, you did. So, where is everybody? I just got a message from Bruce who said he was trying to. Michael is not around, although Darius said he was going to be here. So,
yeah.
Let you and I just talk about what we want to talk about.
All right.
Well, because we always have big conversations when we're not on the air, but when we get on the air, we both get, I guess, stage fright. Ah, there's Mr. Wiggins. Hello, Don.
Hello, team. How you doing?
Hey, Don.
How are you doing?
I'm doing
good. In Miami, marketing seems to be your bellywig down there. How are things in terms of, you know, there was like another mass shooting and everything, but the one that I think is the most, I don't want to say popular, but the one that is most followed is the ones from Florida. Has there any legislation or anything gone on that in Florida the world should know about to help the rest of the world? Because I think people are still kind of not knowing what to do, where to go, or follow anybody. But I would think if anybody should take the lead, it would be Florida. But what are you guys doing down there?
Well, we just went through a situation where Sheriff Israel was unseated and his position as sheriff of Broward County when we had the shooting at the school, and he protested, and the Senate just ruled that it was upheld, and the current sheriff that the Senate that the governor put in his replacement is allowed to keep his position. It seems like Parkland is going to have to be reckoned with. Anything that involves shooting, Parkland is going to be a major player, and the state of Florida is going to be a major player. They are even talking about letting principals, teachers carry guns to school, inside the schools, all types of situations. It's a major issue here in Florida, major issue. It's going to have to be dealt with in the 2020 election. And it's going to be very interesting, David.
Well, Ron, you're there. Woody, have you noticed anything in the Florida-based press corps to know about on these mass shootings that are going on?
I was actually in Tallahassee Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this past week. So I was up there when the sheriff, when the case was being heard. I didn't know that he that the suspension was upheld. I wasn't aware of that, but I'm actually glad about that. As Don said, you know, the Parkland, for whatever reason, and I think it has to do with the students, you know, for whatever reason, Parkland has resonated more with not just people locally, or not just people in Florida, because, you know, we have the Pulse nightclub shooting as well. So Parkland has resonated around the entire country. And I think, well, you know, most of us probably remember the March of Washington, D.C., and, you know, all of the activities that have been orchestrated by the Parkland students, which, you know, there's been many mass shootings before, but nothing like this has ever happened where, you know, the students, the actual students come together and have a platform where they say, you know, the politicians are going to be held accountable. So I think in 2020, you know, that'll be a major, major topic that will be discussed, you know, before anybody is left the office. I'm for certain sure.
testing.